Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. We're talking about one of your favorite topics, I know, and that's the FFA.
Oh, you hit it right there, Tony. FFA is a premier youth leadership organization. Tony, they have more than 600,000 members and 7,600 chapters in all 50 states. And I'm proud to have been an FFA member, FFA officer, ag teacher, and FFA advisor. And I'm proud of the hard work and mission of the FFA. They aim to make a positive difference in the lives of students, and they do this by developing the potential for leadership, personal growth, career success, and this is all done through agriculture education.
So how did all this get started?
Well, all the way back in 1917, the Smith-Hughes Vocational Education Act was passed. This was a positive step towards what would later lead to the FFA. The act helped establish and fund vocational education programs. It also led to the idea of what we know today as a national FFA organization. So in 1928, a group of 33 students from 18 states met at the Hotel Baltimore in Kansas City, Missouri. And that was where they first formed the Future Farmers of America.
And of course, that later changed to FFA, and Texas has been there from the beginning.
Oh yeah, Texas has played an important role in the growth of the FFA since the very start. Texas currently is the largest FFA organization. What I can say, we always do things bigger and better here in Texas. More than 100,000 students participate in FFA in Texas. I'm always proud to hear about Texas students bringing home awards and national championships from FFA events.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.